as we descended into the depths beneath the Chuck E. Cheese. I pulled the hatch shut and locked it from the inside. The ladder wedged against the door of the closet above wouldn't keep the animatronics out for long, so we had to find another way out. Making our way down the stairs, we found ourselves in a completely pitch black area. I could barely even see my hand in front of my face. I'm not sure how we did it, but using my dinky little flashlight, I was eventually able to find a switch on the wall and flip it on. A bulb flickered from above and lit up about 10 to 15 feet around us, enough area to realize that this wasn't just some storage cellar we were in. It was massive and appeared as if it was another restaurant of its own, only much older. From the state of it, I got the impression that it had been abandoned for a very long time. Aiming my flashlight ahead, I noticed that the floor and a portion of the wall were covered with this black and white checkered pattern, which reminded me of something, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. We then entered a large dining area and saw a giant light-up sign on the wall. I flipped the switch to turn it on, and everything suddenly became clear. The sign said Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria, like from the infamous horror game, Five Nights at Freddy's. I had heard of it before, but had never played, and knew that this was the name of the restaurant from the game. I was also aware that in the game, it was full of terrifying murderous animatronics, so if it was based on reality at all, then they were somewhere out there, in the darkness. "Do you recognize this?" I asked Steven fearfully. "Yeah, it's from that Five Nights at Freddy's game." I looked at him inquisitively. "There have been rumors online about it being based on reality for years, but nobody's ever confirmed it." I nodded my head in response and aimed my flashlight across the room at a little security office. "Well, I'm pretty sure we just did that," I said. We headed over to the office and peeked inside. It was filled with these TVs and security equipment. I tried turning some of the stuff on, and in disbelief, it still worked. I could see all around the restaurant, upstairs and down. So it wasn't just security of Freddy Fazbear's. It was also for Chuck E. Cheese. My eyes immediately came across a monitor showing a storeroom filled with animatronics. It looked like the older Freddy Fazbear ones were being reskinned into Chuck E. Cheese characters. Suddenly, we heard the echo of something metal dropping outside the office door. Terrified, I looked out, but saw nothing. There wasn't anything moving on the cameras either. I shut the office door, and Steven desperately started digging through the desk drawers, looking for a weapon. All he found was a small metal pipe, which he handed to me. Then he came across this old newspaper article about Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. It said that it had been purchased by Chuck E. Cheese due to going bankrupt after several mysterious disappearances occurred in the restaurant. Upon reading that, another loud bang came from the hallway. This time I could tell something was out there. I looked back up at the monitors, and my stomach dropped. It wasn't just one animatronic. A horde of at least 15 animatronics were slowly approaching the door. They were a mixture of characters from Freddy Fazbear's restaurant and Chuck E. Cheese, and were in various states of disrepair. One of the Fazbear ones, a decrepit bunny rabbit, looked up into the camera and waved at us. Horrified and out of other options, I took the metal pipe and climbed up on the desk and knocked out one of the ceiling panels above us. Then I climbed up inside and held my hand out for Steven to take. He grabbed it and started pulling himself up as well. That was when the door busted in. Steven suddenly let out a terrible scream, and his hand slipped as he fell back down to the office. I quickly crawled over the edge and peeked over, seeing the animatronic bear with a top hat pulling at his leg. He looked up at me and his mouth formed into this satisfied smile as he let out this creepy electronic laugh. "Do you leave Steven behind and try to escape? Or do you jump down and try to help him?" Hey guys, it's Mr. Freaky. Go vote at the community tab now, and follow the Discord link in the description. We can chat about what would have happened if you had made the other decision. Also, don't forget to like this video and subscribe to my channel if you haven't done so. Have a horrific evening, everyone, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.